It's time for this afternoon's postgame coaches interview presented by Bearings, joined by associate head coach Matt McKillop. And Matt, this game today overall seemed like things were well distributed. Did you feel like you controlled the pace for most of it?
We absolutely did. You know, I think our defense in the second half wasn't quite what it was in the first half. We put them on the line a little bit. We gave them gave some guys that, you know, you can sometimes live with making threes, but when you're down 20 at half, you're going to – everybody's stepping up that line thinking they can make it. So wish we would have contested a few more of those. But what ended up happening was they started to pressure us, and we said to our players, well, as you saw, we're breaking their pressure, and who was ending up with it after half court? It was Nelson. It was Sam. It was Luka. Well, we dealt with that yesterday, and we did pretty darn well against Fordham. So it allowed us to continue to flow. It allowed us to continue to control the pace, and obviously our offensive efficiency was pretty darn good.
Now, we know that last round, going to the half, always pivotal. We talk about Big Mo. But coming out today, looking to have the pedal still to the floor, and you guys did that in that first round of the second half, how important was that?
Well, what's interesting is I think they scored maybe the first three out of the first four defensively. But we answered every single time. And I think at the end of the what we call that sixth round, I think it was 11-11. Grant was maybe going to the free throw line, or Foster was going to the free throw line. So we sustained their punches. And, you know, you don't want to give up 11 points in the first 4 minutes of the second half ever. But if you can not allow that to put you on your heels, put us on our heels, and we could still be aggressive, attack, and confident with the way we play offense, obviously we're going to be in better shape. So never want to give up on what we did on the defensive end, but very pleased that it didn't stop us from playing offensive basketball the way we know how to play.
And talking about that counterpunch, because at one point they were 5 of 6 in that second half coming out from three. They'd only cut 1 point off the lead. How deflating is that for the other side?
Yeah, and, you know, we got it from different guys. I mean, Grant Huffman attacked the basket at a pivotal point in the game. Their pressure allowed Foster to get open for three, and then allowed Lee to get open for three. And then Luka made a three. Well, did Luka make a three in the second half? Nah. Oh, I'm sorry. Sam had a dunk at the rim. You know, for them to get back in the game, we knew that it was going to mean they were going to have to pressure us and force turnovers, and they were going to have to make threes. I wish we would have limited their threes a little bit better, but we didn't turn the ball over against their pressure, and we capitalized by taking advantage of them having too many guys not getting back on defense because they were pressing.
How pleased were you with the work on the boards? We knew it's going to be physical. Toughness was in any of these games at this point in the year. You guys finished at 37-29 advantage there.
It was 37-29 is obviously great. I want to say the 12-minute media in the second half, they had zero offensive rebounds. And we said, let's try to keep them to zero. Obviously, that wasn't the case. But, I mean, to play 28 minutes of basketball against a team as physical and as athletic and as talented as St. Louis, so keep them at zero is pretty darn good. You know, I'm sure some of the ones in the last 8 to 12 minutes were, you know, not necessarily a result of us not playing hard or working hard or hitting guys. I think it was a result of just ball bouncing the wrong way. But yeah, this is March. The game plans go out the door. It's all about physicality. It's all about toughness, physical toughness, mental toughness, and the easy measuring stick for that is rebounding. And when you can beat a team like that on the glass, clearly it's an example of the toughness that our players can display when they go on the court.
And toughness inside, because points in the paint, +6, I believe, St. Louis in that first half. You guys able to flip the script in the second half. You ended up with 34 points in the paint. How important was that, getting Luka some ISO opportunities?
Very good. I mean, obviously our first half, we shot the lights out. We knew that, one, we may not necessarily get the easy looks, but they were going to really pick it up defensively and truly try to be aggressive with our guards. And, you know, it's been our offense all season. You know, it's tough to take away our shooters because we've got good players inside. Or you're going to try to double team Luka, do something, and we're probably going to get something wide open on the perimeter or open on the perimeter. And I think you saw the both stories. You saw the first half where they tried to take away Luka and we got great looks outside. Second half, they really pressured our guards and we were able to take advantage of them in the paint.
Speak to Luka's game overall, because he's got 14-10 as a double-double, but he also distributes 5 assists.
Yeah, and as a result of their pressure, he had to be the release valve, we like to say, where he's got to come back, he's got to get the ball, whether that's in the backcourt, whether it's in the half-court, and he's just a terrific decision-maker. I cannot wait to see the film of the highlight, the behind-the-back pass he threw to Sam in the first half. I mean, thank goodness Sam made the layup. Otherwise, you know, I don't know. But that was as impressive a pass on the move on it as Luka was catching and pivoting and throwing it, almost like the opposite direction that he was going. He's the player of the year for the reason. He's the player of the year for a reason. And Jared, I know you sit in our film session at the hotel. The loudest guy, the most energetic guy, the guy who's clapping and talking the entire walkthrough at 9:30 in the morning in a little ballroom in a hotel in Washington, D.C., is Luka Brajkovic. That's why he's the player of the year.
And, Matt, just leave me with a couple of your biggest takeaways overall from this win.
We were in control from start to finish. To do that in March is very tough. And, you know, one of our players, I'm not going to say who, we in the locker room yesterday, he said one down, two to go. My father said, no, one down, one to go. That's our approach. You know, we're going to take hopefully we have the typical takeaways, the typical adjustments, the typical confidence builders we can have from a game like today. But like I mentioned earlier, it's just going to come down to toughness, and we're watching a really good Richmond-Dayton game coming up next, and two of the best teams in the conference for a reason. It's going to be a battle of toughness, and you know we know we can do things offensively. We know we have some ability to play great defense. Clearly today we show we can rebound the basketball. It's going to be a battle. It's going to be a game of toughness tomorrow.
Appreciate your time, Matt. Congratulations. We'll crank it up again tomorrow.
Thanks.
Coach McKillop's comments presented by Barings, a global financial services firm with local roots. Barings is passionate about supporting the communities where its associates work and live. It is proud to partner with Davidson College on initiatives ranging from research and mentorship to community engagement. To learn more, visit Barings.com.